This is Elva with a Nonprofit Spotlight, and joining me today is Tony Venegas, Executive Director of Colibri Center for Human Rights. Can you tell me what your organization's vision is?
Our vision is that in a not too distant future, there will be no more death at the border, the U.S.-Mexico border, from men and women who are trying to cross to find a better life for themselves, for their families.
And what is the Colibri Center's mission?
To promote healing and change by working with families of missing migrants, to identify and honor all those men and women who have died trying to cross the U.S.-Mexico border. And I like to emphasize honor. You know, we like to honor those human beings who have lost their lives trying to better themselves.
I can only imagine that it's extremely difficult work. Can you talk about one of the particular programs of the Colibri Center for Human Rights?
So the Missing Migrant Project, that's where we get referrals. You know, people would call us and they'll file a report of a missing person, husband, wife, or daughter. You know, we work with forensic experts. We use DNA. DNA is one of the most reliable tools that we use to identify remains. So we take the DNA samples from the, of course, from the remains, from the bodies, and then from family members. Then we work with professionals in Tucson, the Piedmont County Medical Examiner's Office, and also across the country to find a match. And when we have a positive ID, we notify the families, which is one of the most painful things to do, but in a sense, brings closure and honor those who died at the U.S.-Mexico border. Almost weekly, they find remains and bodies at the border. A lot of time, unfortunately, we do not find a full body. You know, you find body parts. And we work with the families throughout the process to let them know what's happening. And at the end, if we're successful, we find a match, what we call, then we let the family know. But it's a very scientific and very humane from our side, you know, to guide the family and support the family throughout the process. You can imagine how painful that is to lose your loved one at the desert. We stay in contact with family. We work with the consulates and embassies to help families send the bodies or ashes back home, so they can bury their loved ones in their community and honor them in their own place.
I can only imagine how painful it is for the families, although I would imagine that they're also very grateful for the work that you're doing. And has there been a change in your work because of COVID?
Despite COVID-19 and what's done around the world, the numbers have not decreased. Quite the opposite, the numbers have gone up. I can tell you that right now, as of today, we are over 200 bodies and remains that have been found just here on the Sonoran Desert. So we are pretty close to breaking the record. In 2010, 224 bodies were found, you know, at the border. Right now, we are pretty close to that number. We still have almost, 5-6 weeks before the end of the year.
I know you coordinate work with other organizations. Can you tell me geographically, what's the reach of the work of the Colibri Center?
Good question. You know, we are based in Tucson. But really, we have partners all over the country and around the world, so to speak. You know, the families that we work with, for example, in the U.S., we have what we call comités. These are families who have a loved one who has been missing. So we have chapters in Oakland and New York and Los Angeles, Tucson, Phoenix. We touch people around, literally around the world.
And can you tell me how people can find out more information about the work of the Colibri Center for Human Rights?
Sure. We have a website, you know, colibricenter.org. We're working on a campaign called Cuantos Más that we launched 2 weeks ago. You know, Cuantos Más, how many more people have to die? To raise awareness and also to raise funds. You know, it takes money to do any of our work.
Well, thank you so much for the work that you are doing. My name is Elva. This is the Nonprofit Spotlight. And today I was joined by Tony Venegas, Executive Director of Colibri Center for Human Rights. Tony, thank you so much. Muchísimas gracias por estar con nosotros aquí en KXCI.
Gracias a ustedes por la oportunidad. Have a wonderful day.
Support for the Nonprofit Spotlight is provided by the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona. For almost 40 years, the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona has worked with individuals, families, businesses, and nonprofits to create a stronger community, connecting people with causes and transforming the vision for our community into meaningful charitable impact, inspiring donors now and forever. More information at cfsaz.org or 777-0800.